Direct from Music City, this is Live from Nashville.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
From beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me is my lovely wife and co-host, Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning. It is a gorgeous day, isn't it?
It is beautiful. A little bit cool in the morning. Mm-hmm. And but it's going to get warm this afternoon. So I guess we just have to get ready for these changes in weather. Frost yeah. Yesterday morning in Tennessee, and so it was kind
crazy.
Of a cool day, but it is a little crazy, but it's going to be up in the mid-80s, almost 90 this weekend, so that is April
mm-hmm.
in Middle Tennessee. Hey, that was great song by Mr. Roy Orbison, and on this day in country music history, Roy Orbison was born, and that song, Pretty Woman, hit number one in 1964. Do you realize that was 60 years ago?
Holy cow.
60 years ago.
It's been a while. It's a great song. Timeless.
Song. Well, a good song just gets better with age, and that's exactly what mm-hmm. happened on that song. Well, we've got a little more history for you right now. Real quickly, Jerry Lee Lewis was at number one on this day on the Billboard Country Singles Chart with Chantilly Lace. George Strait released what would become his first major hit with Unwound. And in 1997, winners at the 32nd Annual Academy of Country Music Awards included Top Female Vocalist of the Year, Patti Loveless, Top Male Vocalist of the Year, George Strait, Top Vocal Group, Sawyer Brown, top new female vocalist of the year, Leanne Rimes, and the top new male vocalist of the year was Trace Adkins. What do you think about that? Today in history. Today in history.
Good day in music. Good day in music. And
it was a great day for music. Great day. We have a great day for music today. Who are our guests today?
Oh, wow. We have an amazing artist on first. We've got Jay Gavin is on with us, and we've got him on the line. And we've really enjoyed listening to his music this week. A lot of fun. So, and then our second half of the show, we've got Eve Sellis, who's joining us and talking about her new album. It's going to be a really cool conversation with her as well.
All right, so we have a great show ready for everybody today. Sit back and get ready. We're going to take a listen to a great song from Jay Gavin's album. That album will be dropping on May the 3rd, so you're going to get a little preview of some great music today. But we're going to kick off with a title cut from the album. It's called Road Ready. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jay Gavin today on Live from Nashville.
I've been sitting still way too long. I'm packing up tonight and getting gone. I was built for rambling on the highway and beyond. I don't make a lot of stops, just keep on keeping on. I'm road ready, I'm built for speed. Ain't got time to drink your wine, need our octane gasoline. I'm road ready, I got lives that bleed. I ain't got no enemies, no wife and kids to feed. Yeah, I'm road ready. There's a lot of horses underneath my hood. They get antsy sitting still, gotta hold them greasy good. I like to see them RPMs getting high just like they should. I'm tired of the open road, that's me, I never could. See, I'm road ready, I'm built for speed. Ain't got time to drink your wine, need our octane gasoline. I'm road ready, I got lives that bleed. I ain't got no enemies, no wife and kids to feed. Yeah, I'm road ready. I know my mama misses me, I ain't seen her in a while. But every now and then I might stop in, cause I love to see her smile. I ain't never been no mama's boy, you know that just ain't my style. My daddy gave me traveling bones, now time to make some miles. Yeah, I'm road ready, I'm built for speed. Ain't got time to drink your wine, need a octane gasoline. I'm road ready, I got lives that bleed. I ain't got no enemies, no wife and kids to feed. Yeah, I'm road ready. See, I'm road ready, I'm built for speed. Ain't got time to drink no wine, I need a octane gasoline. I'm road ready, and I'm living free. I ain't got no enemies, no wife and kids to feed. I'm road ready. Yeah, I'm road ready.
Well, Jay Gavin grew up in a tiny, close-knit Canadian fishing village on Prince Edward Island, where the potato fields are lined by red dirt roads. I'll get that out in just a minute. Red dirt roads. There isn't a stoplight for 100 miles, and the kitchen parties go on for days. And I think as you listen to this album, you're going to agree with that party part. But welcome to the show, Jay.
Right on. Thanks for having me here.
Well, good to have you. So So as a first-time guest on the show, we're going to have to find out a little bit about you for our worldwide audience. And so tell us a little bit about you growing up and your musical influences. And I know your grandfather had an influence on you growing up.
I've been influenced most, by the greats, Jerry Jeff Walker, Terry Allen, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Chris Christopherson, all those great Texas guys, Willie Nelson, obviously, Waylon. But I'm also really influenced by punk rock. I grew up playing punk rock. But I grew up playing punk rock as a bass player, and I guess just been about 8 years ago, I just decided that I didn't want to do that anymore because I'm just getting old, and I think I always heard that outlaw country was the punk rock retirement plan.
That could be. That could be. And by the way, let me correct myself. That fiddle player was your uncle, not your grandfather. So I want to correct that just in case somebody's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering what you're talking about.
What is he talking about?
Gosh.
He is definitely my biggest influence, actually. He's my uncle, but not my blood. Just he was married to my dad's sister, and I grew up next door to him. And yeah, he was the musician of the town. It was a very small town. He was the one.
Well, when I was talking about those red dirt roads, and this also says that you grew up in the tobacco fields, fishing boats, logging camps, construction sites, and I could relate to the tobacco, not the logging, but the tobacco. Yeah, I spent some time in the tobacco fields myself. That's right. That is right. But when did you get started with music, Jay?
Well, my family are all players of some level. Most of it's just like played in kitchens and parties and stuff. But I guess I left there when I was 21 to come out to BC, 22, and just found punk rock. I didn't really listen to it that much before, but when I got out here, I wanted to start playing music, and some of the first people I met, I guess, were punk rockers, and just fell in love with the energy and the whole thing about it. It was really new to me, so I guess about 21 when I started playing music or taking it seriously, 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been a while, but it feels so new. I feel like I'm starting over, like starting again. Like I feel 17 musically because I've only been playing.
I love that.
Bluegrass and country for about 6 years. I did grow up listening to bluegrass and a lot of country and stuff like that, but this playing it was a new thing for me. But I love it. I wish I would have did it years and years ago.
Yeah. Well, there is some great music here in the album, and the album again is entitled Road Ready. It drops next weekend, May the 3rd. But one of the fun songs on here is one called Mexican Food, Cold Beer and Tattoos, and I love this song. How did you come to write this thing?
Well, I think it was about 6 years ago. I was in Austin, Texas for Willie's Picnic, and we were just driving around through Austin, and I seen a sign that said cold beer. Or it said Mexican food, and then there was the word and tattoos under it. And cold beer. half the lights were out, so it looked like Mexican food, and there was a place next door that said tattoos kind of on the same sign, so it looked like it said Mexican food, cold beer, tattoos, and I was like, oh, that's funny.
There's the hook.
That just always stuck with me. And then we were in the studio recording this album. I was starving one night. It was about 2 in the morning. We were done, and everybody has left, and I was sleeping on the couch in the studio, and I had no food to eat, but all I wanted was Mexican food. And there was a bag of Doritos and a bag of Cheetos sitting on the counter. So I ate those, grabbed the guitar, and just pretended I was eating tacos.
You wrote it there? Did you write it then?
Yeah, we wrote it right
there
in the studio.
Did you write the song there? Oh, wow.
Actually, it was a lot of the songs on that album that were recorded in the studio and recorded.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
A very
inspiring
place.
It sounds like
cool.
It sounds like it. Well, let's take a listen. Mexican food, cold beer, and tatos. I'm thinking about what you're eating.
And
tatos. Tattoos. That's right. This is Jay Gavin. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe, or live from Nashville.
I was 80 miles from Reno in a broke down El Camino, and I never thought I'd ever eat again. I was thinking about Doritos, flaming crunchy Cheetos, anything to keep me from stoving in. With my sorrows in my pockets, I locked the car and started walking. And I didn't get too far before I came to a place called Los Burritos Grill on the wilder side of Nowheresville, with the big old flashing neon sign that said Mexican food, cold beer, and tattoos. There ain't no better trail for a poor boy with the blues. Cervezas, enchiladas, carnitas and coladas. Well, her tacos not the best, they will do. I like Mexican food, cold beer and tattoos. Well, the lady at the counter asked if I was from around here. Well, I said, no ma'am, I'm just passing through. I was hungry, and my luck been kind of funny. She offered me a beer and a tattoo. I ordered up some nachos, bought a round for all the vatos, and I think I've seen salvation look my way. I ain't saying I'm a holy man, but I tried her guacamole in. Now I help her make it every day. Mexican food, cold beer, and tattoos. There ain't no better trill for a poor boy with the blues. Cervezas, enchiladas, carnitas, and coladas. Well, her taco's not the best, but it'll do. I like Mexican food, cold beer, and tattoos. Both behind the counter, my tattooed arms around her. We don't ask, beg, steal, and plead. I never made it up to Reno, and I sold at El Camino. Now all I got is everything I need. Well, her menu ain't that pricey, and she likes to keep things spicy. And I think I see salvation look my way. I know I ain't no holy man, but I love her guacamole, yeah. I still help her make it every day. Mexican food, cold beer, and tattoos. There ain't no better trail for a poor boy with the blues. Cervezas, enchiladas, carnitas, and coladas. Well, her taco's not the best, but it'll do. I like Mexican food, cold beer and tattoos.
That song is so fun, Jay. I especially, really, as a songwriter, fellow songwriter, I appreciate the rhyme with holy man and guacamole man. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You recorded, Jay, you recorded this album in Hendersonville. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hendersonville, yeah. Tennessee. So how did you find the studio? And
I found the studio. Do y'all know Billy Don Lorenzo's? You're familiar with him? He's an all-night
I'm not.
Guy.
Gary, are you?
He won the Outlaw Mail of the Year this year, actually.
Oh, awesome. And,
Billy was recording or working with Denny at the time. And Billy is a huge hero of mine. And I just looked and see. I knew I wanted to make a record in Nashville. I was planning on spending a basically, I quit my job, and I was going to move to Nashville just for a couple of months to see what was going on down there and kind of spread my name around. And I just reached out to Denny, and he said, yeah, come on down. And we hit it off, like, right away. And we ended up, he's like family now. So I'm really glad
awesome.
That we went there. But it was so easy, and Denny's worked with Conway Twitty and Waylon and George Jones and Johnny Cass. So it was easy to get the sound I was looking for. There's a lot of good producers up here in Canada too.
Oh yeah.
But I just really wanted to sound like that old country sound, and that's why I went to Nashville. But I'm really glad I did.
But you have to be careful because once you come, a lot of people decide to stay, you know. So come on anytime.
That's right. I'm trying to figure that out right now, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Texas,
there you go.
Probably where I want to go. I'm actually thinking about moving to Arkansas because it's right in between there. And it's still really
cheap. Yeah, that's...
That's the hard thing today is finding some place that's cheap. Real estate has gotten really, really expensive just about everywhere you go. But this album is going to do. Oh, really?
And,
really? Well,
and now
did
we sold
you do
the boat
some?
And now we live in an RV. What's that?
I started to say you did some fishing. Did you do some fishing up there for a while in Canada?
Yeah, I grew up on the east coast of Canada. And I was my whole family are commercial fishermen, and that's all I did is fish my whole life until I moved to the West Coast, packed it all in to be a punk rock star.
Oh yeah.
And I do still miss fishing, but when I first moved out to BC, I just missed because I didn't really want to be a commercial fisherman out here. I just wanted to play music, and I missed it so much, I just went out and bought a boat to live on so I could feel connected to the water. But it was amazing,
awesome.
And it actually wasn't really cheap, but it was still cheaper than buying a house. And
right.
We sold it. Now we live in a small RV in an RV park, and it's cheap and good. I actually like it. Our RV park is in the woods, and our RV opens up into a wildlife reserve, so we got owls and coyotes and deer, and I have a hot tub in my backyard. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, you know, we have seen better days economically, and it is a little expensive right now, but you have written a song called Seen Better Days. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that one was, I was on tour in Alberta. Canada, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alberta. It's like the South Canada. It's where all our oil comes and where all our cowboys are. But I was there on tour in the middle of winter, and it's really dry. It's like a desert there. And the winters are really, really cold. And I woke up one morning, and my guitar had cracked during the night from the dry weather. And I was just feeling super bummed out, and the guitar player who was touring with me at the time was 21 years old, and I was 52, so I just felt really old, and I was like, why am I doing this? Just my $3,000 guitar just broke, and I can't afford to buy another one, and I just sat down and wrote a song about getting old, and it came out sounding like a John Prine song, like most of my songs do.
Awesome.
And we love John Prine. We loved John Prine. Gone too soon. But this
That's
is right. Seen Better Days. We're talking with Jay Gavin today on Live from Nashville. We'll be right back.
My old boots been walking around in circles in a field of sweet and broken dreams, just like two old dusty turtles that just can't seem to find a strength. My old hands been pointing up at heaven just past the moon. Well, I see a light, and I've been wondering how the hell to get there, knowing I ain't got much time, and my old mind still seems young today. It takes me back to where I came, and I don't need a car or an aeroplane. In my mind, home's not far away. My old eyes seen some better days. They've seen all the memories that we made. And lately I can't see too far away. But that's okay, I've seen better days. My old man, he's still around. We don't talk a lot when I'm in town. He ain't too proud or trying to be. My old man, he's just like me.
Play it one time, Jeff.
Next weekend, May the 3rd. So, Jay, tell us how we can find you. Give us your website and whatever social that you're on.
Well, my website is jgavinmusic.com.
Okay.
And same as my Facebook is Jay Gavin Music, and Instagram is Jay Gavin Music. I do not have a Twitter, but I have a, yeah. Or X, I guess it's now. I don't think I've ever even
I guess it's X now. Yeah. Well, jgavinmusic.com is, and this, again, the album is great. And you've got, how many albums do you have now, Jay?
This is my second full length, but I have a whole bunch of singles that I released over the past few years. I never know if it's a good idea to put out an album. I don't know how it works. I don't think anybody knows these days.
Yeah, nobody
knows.
So
I've been putting out singles because that's what I thought was supposed to, you know, we're supposed to be doing. And this time I just wanted to put out an album, especially I was going out to Nashville to work with Denny. I just wanted one piece of music and do a vinyl.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a vinyl and doing it the old school way.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be great. That will be great. That will be absolutely great. Well, we're going to listen to one more song. And again, thank you so much for being with us, joining us from up there in Canada.
Yes.
And how's the weather? How's the
Such
weather
a good
up there,
album.
By the way? How's the weather up there?
Well, today, actually, it's super nice out. Where I live here.
All right.
I live in White Rock, B.C. It's I chose to live here because it doesn't really snow. It's not like the most expensive Canada. It's not like what
Smart
you guys
man.
Think of Canada anyway.
That is right.
And then I just bought a place in Prince Edward Island a few years ago where I grew up. We're planning on migrating back there soon, but not the winters. We're just going to stay there in the summer and hopefully Texas or Arkansas in your winter months, because I can't handle guys' winters or summers down there. It's too hot for me here, and it's too cold for me up here.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a little humidity down
that.
Here in Nashville. A little humidity here in Nashville. Well, listen, we thank you for joining us today. We're going to close this with a great song called Girl from the Liquor Store, Bear Loves Honey. And I love this song. So, Jay, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate
you.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right. Thank you.
Drives me insane. 5 times a week, 2 times a day. She's a 12 out of 10, Lord, but who's keeping score? She works down at the liquor store. I got a lot in my life to be thankful for. I ain't never felt hunger, ever seen war. I ain't got me no woes, I ain't living in fear. And I get me stamp prices on all of my beer. Most all of the time, bringing me whiskey, she's drinking her wine. I love my guitar and I love to sing. One more thing I know for sure, I love a girl at the liquor store. And most of the state, I played some old honky-tonks, caused quite a stir. But the high point of my day is when I'm with her. And I drive her crazy as far as I can tell. And Lord only knows how much booze she can sell. I love my guitar and I love to sing. One more thing I know for sure, I love the girl at the liquor store. I love you more than a bear loves honey. I love you more than a bagger loves money. I love your cute little whoop-de-doos. I work all day like a borrowed mule, dreaming of your deedle-dum-a-deedle-doo. And I love you so much it ain't even funny. I love you more than a bear loves honey. I love needle, I'm a needle, do. And I love you so much it ain't even funny. And I love you more than a bear.
Love, honey.
That's Jay Gavin. Girl from the liquor store, Bear Loves Honey. Well, you're listening to the Live from Nashville, heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. When we come back, we are going to be talking with Eve Sellis. You're listening today to Live from Nashville.
Take a breath. Got no idea what's coming next. I don't have a prayer right now. Scared to death I'm gonna drown. The more I fight, the more it pulls me down.
As you can tell from that beautiful introduction song, we have a very special guest with us. Eve Sellis has been performing and singing her whole life. She has a brand new album out that we're going to be playing songs from today, an important album. As you can tell from that song, this is an extraordinary album. It's an album called Dark Sky Blue. And it's released April 12th. And I just love Eve's voice, and we're going to be able to talk to her about this album, how it came about. Her music has been described as if you two, Sarah Bareilles and Jeff Buckley, had a baby. That's what this record sounds like. And so please welcome to Live from Nashville, Eve Sellis. Hello, Eve.
Hi there. Thank you for that intro. That was awesome.
Oh, man. Thank you
for being on our show.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good to have you with us.
So good,
good
to be
have
here
you with us.
You both.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is a pretty phenomenal album. And just going through and trying to select out some of the cuts to play today was kind of difficult for me. But tell us a little bit about how this album came to be.
Well, I guess it started in 2016 when my husband got brain cancer. While driving, he had a seizure, and we found out he had brain cancer. Oh. And then two months later, another brother had stage 4 colon cancer. So things were kind of, you know, turning tough in my life as far as, you get a diagnosis like that, and you kind of just realize the things you were worried about the day before, you can't even remember, right? It's just, you're focused on, okay, we got to get through this and go through. And then in 2017, I lost my brother Pete in a horrific way. And it's hard to talk about. But that was kind of the 1-2-3 punch. And I was down
right
in the darkest place I'd ever been in my life. I actually thought I might just stay there in the darkness and die too. It was that hard. It was that horrific. And so there came a point where I had to decide, okay, I'm either going to stay here and die, or I'm going to start walking back towards the light. And that's this whole journey of this record is going from the darkest dark back to the light. And every song that's written on here is just from my healing journey and how it felt. And, you know, when you think you'll never get over something, you'll never get over that kind of loss. I didn't think I would sing again. It was so horrific.
Yeah.
But music is so healing, as you know, because you're both so involved in music. That is such a healing thing. I mean, you can listen to a song in another language. You don't even understand what the words are and you're sobbing. You don't know why, because it just comes to us on such a cellular, you know, magical level that transcends our emotions and helps us get through the hard times.
Yes, we completely agree.
It's pretty tough going through those hard times. I lost a son 20-some-odd years ago. And losing a child, I lost my dad about a year before my son. And so my dad was my horse buddy, and my son was my horse buddy. And so to lose both of them so close is just really tough. But, you know, it does get better, and you do see a light. Yeah. And so, you know, it's amazing to me, Eve, God has a way of helping you heal, and you only remember the good times. You only remember those things.
It's true. I think it's kind of the way our bodies are, you know, always wanting to survive, no matter what, whether it's cancer, whether it's a horrific loss, your brain just says, okay, just forget all that stuff. Just put that over there and like focus on taking a deep breath and getting through. And I don't know how anyone can get through such horrible loss without God. For me, that was the thing that I just had to kind of focus on and trust and, you know, believe that something good was going to come out of this. When you're in it, you can't even breathe. That's what that song came from, breathing underwater. That's what it felt like. Like if you've ever tried to take a breath underwater, basically, I mean, it hurts. It's painful. It's impossible. And so God is really surrendering and letting God, you know, boy, I always, you know, all my life I heard that phrase, let it go and let God. You don't really understand what that means until you actually have to let go and let God, because you're crawling.
until you're absolutely living it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, this is a great album. The title of the album is Dark Sky Blue. And we're going to play that right now. We'll be back and talk more with Eve in just a moment. You're listening to Live from Nashville.
Where was the world the day you needed someone to be by your side and help you make it through? Would a smile or a touch or a prayer have made any give you some hope and turn your dark sky blue? I would have taken your place, done out of things just to find you. How did your life get so hard?
Got a hold of this album, he called me down to the office. My office is upstairs, and he played the songs for me. We both had tears in our eyes. We're trying to pick which songs to put on the show today. But the album it's not necessarily a Christian album. You feel Christ in it, and you feel it's like a sacred album. Beautifully produced. Your voice is just soars through every single song, and your heart as well. So congratulations. I think this is really going to go out there and do the work that I think that these songs want to do in people's hearts. So very excited.
Oh my goodness.
For you.
Thank you, Mary Kay. I feel it too. It's a strange feeling to hear your songs and go, is that me? Like, I know it's me. I wrote the song. The heartache, but it's almost as if it's got this. Well, I asked my producer, his name's Alex Wong, and he lives in East Nashville. I told him I need the music to feel healing, not just the song and the lyrics,
right.
But the music has to feel healing. And so he elevated this to that level where you just hear this music. I mean, every time I hear the end of Dark Sky Blue, I just have to exhale. It's like,
yeah.
Wow.
Alex Wong got the assignment. In fact, I wrote down his name as a producer because, like, I'm like, wow, I like his work because he took a beautiful music, he took your beautiful voice and elevated it all.
Yes.
And so,
agreed.
Congratulations. It's just a great album.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm just hopeful that these songs speak to other people who are going through tough times. And,
right.
You know, it's ironic to say that because it feels like, you know, we all just survived a pandemic and we've all been through just the hardest, weirdest time ever. I mean, maybe every generation
yes.
says that, but dang it.
I know.
Really
I know. Well, I think that I think music and songs come along at the right time. And I know we're going to be asking you and pretty soon, you know, how our audience can find you. But I do have to tell our listening audience that you have a wonderful website. I just went on there and I joined your mailing list and kind of joined your fan group. And I think that as an artist and for those of you who are listening to the show and feel like you resonate with the artist, that's really the best thing that you can do is go to the website, find these artists, join their mailing list, find them on social media and become a part. I mean, we've always called them fans, but you're becoming a part of this artist circle of influence. And that's what I've done with you, Eve. I am a new fan for sure.
Wow, that's a great way to say that, too. It really is, though, getting to be a part of the whole process. It's exciting to have that and to get the feedback. I have to say, you know, this is my, I think, if you count my two Christmas albums, this is lesson number 13 of studio records I've done. And this record, it's only been out a short while. I did do some singles, but I've gotten more response from this record than anything I've ever done. Almost, I would say, collectively. I mean, that's not fair because I've been doing this for a long time, so I'm certain think it's really resonating with people. One thing I've noticed is that when you start talking about your own hurt and tragedy and trauma in your life, it opens the door for other people to talk about it. And Gary, you shared so vulnerably about your father and your son. And that's part of the healing because nobody ever really wants to talk about it, right?
No. But you know,
interesting. Our country doesn't do that very well. We weren't taught how to heal. We weren't taught how to talk about grief. We're just like, spend 3 months. You're okay, right?
Let's not talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of where all these songs have helped me talk about it without talking about it. But then it opens the door to talk about it. Okay, there you go. Circular talk.
Well, I'm gonna get to another song, and this is a song that's phenomenal as well. It's called Grace. Tell us about this song.
Oh, I love this song. I wrote this song in open tuning. I don't know if you've ever tried that before. But a dear friend of mine in San Diego always writes into open. He's like, you should try open tuning. So I wrote it in dad pad. So it's very jangly, right? And I learned how to play guitar because of the pandemic. You know, like I knew a little bit about music, but then I had to, I realized, oh my gosh, I can't sing any of my songs. I can't play. I can't accompany myself. I've always had musicians, great musicians accompany me. So this song had kind of that open feeling and grace. the song that kind of helped me heal, start this process. U2 has a song called Grace. U2 is one of my favorite bands. That's why
yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
By, like the sound. They're one of my favorite bands. And Bono sings, Grace finds beauty in everything. Grace makes beauty out of ugly things. And I would, I just, I needed to believe that was true, and just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And I remember thinking, someday I'm going to write my own song about grace. And I started this song, and I got all the music and the melody and everything together, and then I brought it to my dear friend Kim McLean, who's like, she's one of my best friends, but she also knows me really well as an artist, and she knew exactly how to help me finish lyrically, make this song what it is. And so, and then of course Alex took it in this incredible direction, and here we have it.
Well, this is Grace. It is from Dark Sky Blue. We'll be back.
Didn't know how much I needed you.
Grace Evselis, and it's from the album Dark Sky Blue. Beautiful song, beautiful song. So Eve, you've said you a little earlier, you said you've been around for a little bit. You've got a number of albums that are out. How has the music industry changed over the last few years?
Oh, painfully so. You know, it's so heartbreaking to me that in one fell swoop, somebody decided, stop making CDs and let's just stream everything online. And we won't even make CD players anymore. We're not even going to put them in cars or anything. And my ability to make a living dropped exponentially.
I know.
Yes. It feels like it's very personal. It feels like really that was what you had to do. And I appreciate the magic of online music sales. I really do. And you know, being able to have fans that live in other countries, because they can find you online, that's a wonderful thing. But the value of music has gone down because people can get it for free. And so it's taken away the ability to make a living. So that's kind of forced all of us musicians to go, okay, what am I going to sell now? toothbrushes. hats, t-shirts, you know, whatever. What do people
We can't just make music. We have to make the merch.
It's crazy. It is, and it's you know, I think it, you know, you have to step up and go, okay, this is the hand I've been dealt, and get creative. You know, I started I joined Patreon, so I have a Patreon page as well, and that helps, you know, a little bit. People sending money on a monthly basis to, you know, like they used to do in the Renaissance, like when they were patrons of the arts, you know. It's like, here, make a sculpture, you know, here, continue to create music. And so, you know, and then touring was gone because of the pandemic. It's been really rough on musicians, and I think it's why there's so much incredible music coming out, because musicians have been forced to go, okay, what's meaningful and what's meaningless, and what do I want to do? Do I even want to do this anymore? You know, and I think for me, I discovered that being a musician, being an artist, being a songwriter is a spiritual job. It just is. You're connected to something bigger than you, and I choose to believe that it's God. That's my, you know, I'm a Christian. That's my belief system. But it's something that is more than you, that is bringing this music through for you, and then you put it out there. So that desire to continue to, you know, if I had my druthers, I just sing all day long. I just, that's my whole life. That's what I love doing. But that's not what we do these days, right? So you work and you try everything, like you said. You figure out a way that it makes sense to continue to do what you're doing, and you get a lot of credit card debt.
And you know, I don't think any artistic person writes for the money, and I don't think perform just for the money. You do it because it's inside of you. And you've got to use that expression to get it out there. But it does help if you get paid for what you do. So it has become much more difficult. Yeah. I mean, it would.
People always ask me, what would you tell an up-and-coming artist? I'm like, don't do it. And then I joke, if you're doing it for the money, find a different job. If you're doing it because you can't help but express yourself this way. For musicians, this is our therapy. The songs on this record have mentored and helped heal me so much. And that's what music does. It gives all of us permission to feel our feelings, which is why you listen to a sad song over and over, so you can cry and cry and cry and get it out. Or if you're in a silly mood, you listen to that silly song about loving someone more than the bear, right? Or but they're more loved, honey, over and over because it makes you feel good. And then, you know.
Well,
yeah.
You know, as an independent network, it's Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. We have this show live from Nashville. We do the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America. And we bring independent artists on and highlight them and their music. And so we encourage people, rather than streaming their music, go to their website, buy the music directly from them, and help them keep doing what they do that you love and that they love. And so
that's awesome, Gary. Thank you.
So important, you know, and fortunately we have an audience around the world. I think close to a million or a little over listeners every week now.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Live shows and the podcast.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. We've been doing it for about 13 years now, so it didn't start out that way. But
well, see, that's it. You build it and you have a heart to share, and you know,
right.
It mentors to you too, but your guy, this has to be filling your tank as well. Like every time you hear a new artist, like, oh, that song, oh my God, you know, and it's helping you as artists, as you as, you know, people like that.
Well,
I love it.
I'm a singer-songwriter, and Gary has been doing this award-winning, he's an award-winning radio host, but I see Gary's heart for independent artists like yourself and how fun it is to discover an album like Dark Sky Blue. So it's always fun for him to call me down and say, oh, listen to this. So it's pretty fun. So we're grateful for our listeners. So those of you who are tuned in, we love you and appreciate you because you guys are the magic that makes this all come together.
Yes. Hear, hear. Yay.
Amen, amen,
because
amen.
Because without
our
fans, this would just be a sound check.
That's right. That is right.
This is true.
So now we want everybody to order your music, and so we need to let them know how they can do that. So give us your website, give us your socials.
Wonderful.
And let us know how they can do that.
Okay, so my website is evesellis.com. That's evesellis.com. And I have a music page, and it just comes through Bandcamp, and they can order it digitally, or they can order. I actually did make CDs because I still want to hold it and look at the lyrics and see
right.
Play on it and all that stuff. I'm also on Facebook, Eve Sellis Music. I have a personal page just at Eve Sellis. I've got an Instagram. I do have a Twitter or an X or whatever that's called, but I mainly just look at animal videos on there. it's so much fun. But, you know, just trying to be relevant, I suppose. I mean, we just try to reach out to all of the things that we can. So I'm grateful for this exposure on your podcast. I just... your help is enormous in getting the word out. And I just hope that this music helps heal some hearts. That's literally, my whole life has changed. All I want to do is tell my story, sing these songs and hug people.
I think it will.
I love that.
You know?
So Eve, let me ask you, are you performing anywhere locally or out of, where are you performing? How can people see you?
Yes. I do mainly right now. What I've been doing is singer-songwriter rounds at the Commodore or at the Millennium Maxwell House. I do have one coming up at a hotel called Aloft. Are you familiar with that? I'm not.
Where is that?
I think it is. Where is it? Tell me. Sorry, I'm looking back at the thing. It's a hotel lounge. Well, I don't have it, but I think it's right off Music Row, Aloft.
Okay.
And it's,
okay.
Nice.
I'm going to be, so when am I playing there? He just told me, oh, the 3rd of May at 9:15 p.m.
Okay.
I think it's a Friday.
That's coming up.
Next weekend.
9:15. Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
coming up next weekend. That's cool. And then I'm going to do a CD release concert in California because that's where I moved to Nashville during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
My husband got work here. We were all unemployed, but he got work, so we moved here. So I live in Nashville, but I am going to do a CD release on June 1st in California, in San Diego. But then I'm also going to do one here in Nashville. So I'm kind of getting that one. I'm really focused on that one right now, and then I'm going to do this one. That one's kind of like my training wheels for the one I'm going to do here. And raise money for the Center for Living and Learning, which is a mental health facility in Franklin. I live in Franklin, so that's my goal.
Fantastic. That is fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, people need to visit your website. They can get their music. You can get the music there. You can follow her tour schedule there. And we want to connect with you when you're performing here in Nashville. Mm. So
I would love that. Please let me know, and we will get you in and get you around and all that stuff.
Sounds
we'll have
great.
To do a
awesome.
Gig together,
great.
Mary Kay. Imagine that.
Oh,
there you go.
I would just love that. Let's just make that happen.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Well, I want to close out this segment with a single. You released this as a single. It's a beautiful song. It's called I Choose Love. It is from the album Dark Sky Blue. And you want to order that from EveSellis.com. And Eve, thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you both, Gary and Mary Kay. I so appreciate your support. Yay.
Oh, we appreciate you. Yeah. Look forward to meeting
you. We'll be back. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Live from Nashville. Lucellus, I Choose Love is the song, and we want to get one more song in from the album today, Dark Sky Blue, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Mary Kay. You're listening to Live from Nashville. This is called Somebody's Brother. We'll be right back. Somebody's Brother, Eve Sellis, very, very, very talented young lady. Great album, Dark Sky Blue. And didn't you have a lot of fun with Jay Gavin on the show with that road
rage.
Oh, my
goodness.
I'm telling you what.
I'm excited for him and for his career. He's really found his groove with this new album.
The Girl from the Liquor Store, Bear Loves Honey. Mm-hmm. Maybe my favorite song off that entire Road Ready album. But anyway, so much fun today. So much fun today. And we appreciate these folks calling in and being our guests today on Live
really
Nashville.
Do. Yeah.
I want to acknowledge our sponsors. Those are the fine sponsors that you'll find on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. You'll find the sponsors there in the general store. Our Legacy Select Horse Campgrounds and Guest Ranches east of Santa Fe, and then a brand new addition is our Legacy Select Equestrian Properties. So you can find great shopping with all of our sponsors there. Just go and visit those stores that I just mentioned.
Yeah, check them out.
Visit their logo, and you can click on their logo. It'll take you right to their website, so you can do all kinds of shopping. Just have fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, anything that you'd like to say today, Mary Kay?
Oh, I just appreciate you. You're the one that gets all the show together. I appreciate all that you do because I always enjoy it. I always enjoy hopping on and doing the interviews and hearing music. And we love our listeners, love our sponsors, love our guests. It's all good. So we're very blessed, lucky people, Gary Holt.
We are. And by the way, Eve was talking about playing at the Commodore, and you just played there night before last, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had a great time with the International Western Music Association Tennessee Chapter's artist, and we had six great artists that performed there. So if you'd like to see a little bit of the music, go visit my Facebook page, Gary Holt on Facebook. And I think I've got one song from everybody that we posted on there, but very, very talented.
Yeah, you did a great job.
And we appreciate Debbie Champion. And I think she said she's done this for 20 years at the Commodore and 10 years before that. So 30 years she's been putting on these writers' rounds. And so much fun and such a talented person. Brings great artists in every week to the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, right across from Centennial Park. We're going to close out the show. We want to remind you to join us on Thursday for the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America, and then we'll be back here again next Tuesday. But live from Nashville, you can listen to all of the shows anytime on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. And Mary Kay, I thought with the album that Eve did, Dark Sky Blue, and the music that we listened to today, that it would be perfect to close the show today with a song that you did called God Is in the Roses. And why don't you tell our audience how you wrote this song?
Well, it's one of the first songs that I wrote. And it was really a song I wrote about letting go. And it continues to be a favorite to perform when I'm performing live. So the song will speak for itself. It's a pretty one.
It is a pretty one, but it's a beautiful song. God Is in the Roses. It's Mary Kay, and we'll see all of you next week on Live from Nashville. Thanks for listening.
God is in store, and I feel peace like a river flowing through my heart and soul, carrying me away. Hope is like a highway winding through the night. Every turn and byway is led by holy light, and I feel peace like a river flowing through my heart and soul, carrying me. I'll follow hunches, I'll take my punches, let's see what I can learn. I feel trust in my Savior as I trust the sun will rise. He's calmed storms and he's felled thorns. On him I God is in the roses, God is in the thorns, God is in the stillness, and God is in